Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, handmade Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars. The finest made along with accessories, including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us. We support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com. Grab a few cigars and accessories. Enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters. I've been waiting for this program all week. I know a number of you have, too, if your emails are any indication. My gosh. You know, my daytime program runs for a solid hour, and it's just never enough time to cover the latest news cycle, as you know if you listen to the show, particularly now with this leftist gun grab going on. And we're going to pick on Hollywood a little bit today because we can. But the Hollywood hypocrites in the media, you toss in a new love fest between those aforementioned folks and some vocal but ignorant young kids who simply have no idea what they're talking about and frankly remind us as of why the voting age might want to be considered to be moved back to 21. Hey, listen, you want to take guns away from 18 to 21-year-olds, and those folks aren't responsible enough to vote either, are they? That's my position. More on that later. They shouldn't be able to enter contracts, for example, or buy furniture on credit when they move out, right? More on that later. We'll go there later. But hey, this is America. They get to talk. They get to say what they want. I'll die for their right to say it. God bless them for saying what they want. Unfortunately for them, we do too. The point that I'm making here really is that I can promise you, while we're going to cover a whole ton of stuff today, and I mean a ton, on Armed American Radio's weekly Monster Cast here, the 3 hours are not going to be enough. I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to lay that right out for you right now. It's just not going to be enough. But I promise to give you as much as I can. First, before we get rolling here, I want to give a huge shout-out to my newest affiliate, 670 AM KMZQ in Las Vegas. The right talk for Las Vegas, talk you can trust, daily from the Strip, booming out over most of the state today. Great to be here. A real honor and a long time coming, filling your prescription for freedom. It's great to be on the airwaves with you in Las Vegas. Thanks to everyone who made that possible. You join a growing list of affiliates now, I think well over 200. This is the fastest-growing program pro-rights broadcast in the nation. It's great to have you tuned in. You're going to love this program, I promise you. This time belongs to us. You don't hear the other side on this show. They get enough airplay. We don't give it to them. My motto, one of several that you'll come to find over the years, as you continue to listen to this program, addicted to it, and you will be, is that I don't talk to them. I talk about them. They get enough airplay. This time belongs to you, so enjoy it. This is education, information, and entertainment for you, the responsibly armed American. We talk about them. We don't talk to them. So let's get started. First, only one thing to say. I got to go to Hollywood here because the Oscars going on right now. But a bunch of self-aggrandizing, liberal elite Hollywood hucksters, right, fawning all over themselves right now, right at this very moment for their big Oscar celebration. You know, they're choosing to wear a gun grabber, gun control orange pin supplied by that obnoxious former New York City mayor, the billionaire Michael Bloomberg, and Every Town for Gun Safety. You knew that, right? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but you're going to see an orange pin. I hope you're not watching that crap. But if you see it, you're going to read about it. You're going to see clips about it. You're going to see that orange pin. It's a big push on the Oscars program today for gun control. So let's put a nail in their hypocrisy right now. It's easy to do. Here's how much validity these elitists have. While they're making their gun control push, and they are, they're pushing to take away your firearms. And they're trying to blame you for the actions of a psychotic punk murderer, and they're wearing their gun control pins, and they're bringing teary-eyed speeches. I'm assuming it's going to be teary-eyed. I'm guessing so, because it's Jimmy Kimmel, right, after all. He cries a lot. While they're doing all of that, I want to remind you that they are surrounded by what the L.A. police chief has called rings of hundreds of armed staff, including California taxpayer-funded armed cops and too many of their own private security details to even count. That's right. The only thing you need to ask of these goons is whether their own private armed security details protecting their hypocrite backsides right now are also wearing orange gun grabber pins, too. That's really all you need to know. If that doesn't do it for you, I don't know what will. But nothing else really needs to be said about these people. We're not going to talk about them much tonight. Maybe you might hear them pop up once in a while. But their hypocrisy knows no bounds. Screaming for your guns while protected by armed security and their own private security, attending and protecting their homes, their motorcades, their private parties later today. It's just astonishing. That's all you need to know about them. All right. Speaking of the Oscars, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will not be here today, as he is every week, because he is actually covering those said hypocrites for Breitbart over at Breitbart News. He's got a lot of work in front of him. He's been very busy over the last couple weeks, as you know. No worries. I've gone all out for you today. And while he's going to sorely be missed, as he always is, until next week, the Alan Corwin Experience stands ready to educate you, inform you, and, as you know, entertain you. Alan's very good at that. He'll be here for the solid hour in hour two. But first, let's get rolling with my first guest, who really needs no introduction, but is going to get one anyway, fresh off his numerous TV appearances defending your rights against those who hate your rights, the latest being an appearance on Huckabee, which is actually airing right now, right this moment. It aired yesterday. It's airing right now. And I've just got to tell you, he's also the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You know, he's a dear friend of mine, regular AAR contributor, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, lots to cover with you, my friend. Are you ready?
That sure is. So let's roll.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's start, shall we, with your Huckabee piece. Here's what I want to play, just the beginning for you. And I want people to hear the position of Reverend Rob Schenck, who is flat-out calling for taking away guns. And I admire him for doing that. At least he's honest. Take a listen.
Well, joining me now are two accomplished guests with different views on gun violence, deterrence, and the Second Amendment. Alan Gottlieb is the author of numerous books, including Politically Correct, Guns and America Fights Back, Armed Self-Defense in a Violent Age. He's the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and joins me from Seattle. The Reverend Robert Schenck is an ordained evangelical minister, and he's also president of the Dietrich Bonhoeffer Institute in Washington, D.C. He's joining us from New York tonight. Gentlemen, great to have you both. And Rob, let me get right into it with you. You have said that maybe we need to rethink the access to guns and what kind of guns people have. Tell us, in a perfect world, if we made you king for the day, we're not going to, by the way, but if we did, what would you do?
Boy, you'd make a big mistake if you made me king for the day. I don't want any kingship. I will say this. When you look at Newtown, 20 tykes blown to pieces, add to that Orlando, 49 dead, 58 wounded and injured. Add to that Las Vegas, 58 dead, 850 wounded and injured. Sutherland Springs, 26 slaughtered in their pews, 20 more wounded, and now the Parkland High School shooting, 17 dead, 14 wounded. What did it have in common? One weapon, a high-capacity, rapid-fire, semi-automatic rifle that nobody needs. Law enforcement, I'll grant you, law enforcement may need this weapon. Nobody else needs it. We don't need it for hunting. It's the weapon of choice for mass murderers and terrorists. we should look at that and ask whether we should have these in circulation or not. I have a life membership in the NRA, but...
All right, I'm going to stop right there because now he goes to the... He justifies his position because he's a life member of the NRA, and I believe him to be sincere, Alan. Take that away. That's been the argument, and it's going to be really form the basis of where we go for the remainder of the hour, because those are two key things that we're hearing. He names a bunch of killings, and then he ties them all to the AR-15. Go ahead.
Well, before I comment on what he said, I'm going to comment on what he didn't say. Up until this show, the position has basically been not to have the government take guns away from people. It's been that it isn't really Christian to own firearms, and you shouldn't be defending yourselves because you shouldn't take a life even if they're trying to take your own life. But he never advocated up until now to the government should get involved and take these guns away, which he did during the show. So he's now sort of changed his position a little bit, and he didn't say, you know, it used to be he's trying to take this moral high ground. The government shouldn't get involved because they really can't solve the problems. You know, but we have to be more Christian and more concerned and caring about fellow man and protect human life. Now he's really come full circle.
All right, let me stop you there because we're getting ready to take a break, and it's a perfect place to stop. When we come back, I want to address really three things with you. Number one, from what you just said, he mentions a number of shootings. And it's hard for a lot of people on our side to listen to that and have some type of response. Well, gosh, there sure have been a whole bunch. Boy, I don't know how to answer that, number one. Number two, it's the weapon of choice of these mass murders. And number three, the key takeaway is he forgot to mention Shuangwei Cho in Virginia Tech murdering 32 people with a Glock 19 and a Walther P-22 and the tens of thousands of murders in Chicago over the years with handguns. We'll come back with Alan Gottlieb and break it all down right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
You absolutely are. Welcome back to Armed American Radio Monster Broadcast Las Vegas. Welcome to the program. It's great to be here with you today. Listen, I got some big guns I'm bringing out for you, okay? Today's the day I can make something happen to you for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, obviously. This is Armed American Radio. After April 27th, we'll be in our 10th year now. This is the real deal. But I'm also a USCCA member and have been since I was member number 32. It's a long time ago. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my listeners, that's you, $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. You could, 10 of you could take home 1,500 bones for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. Remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the split second you order. Armedandresponsible.com. It's 100% free. Also, you're hearing some spots now in the show from Mike Lindell. What a great success story over at MyPillow.com. He's given us a promo code for AAR to take that 50% off. Here's why that's important. Because when we use that promo code AAR, we get a very small hit. It's how we earn from that, and we can use that to bring the show to you. That's why it's so gosh darn important, okay, to use that AAR promo code and support him for supporting us. I don't have to tell you we're being attacked as gun owners across all media platforms today. And when you've got somebody that's such a success story like Mike Lindell at MyPillow, and he's given us a code and supports this program, we've got to support him back. It means so much to all of us, and many of you are. Thank you. The promo code is AAR. Go to MyPillow.com. Take 50% off the four-pack of pillows. You'll see it right up on the website at MyPillow.com. And at checkout, just put AAR, and it credits us for it, and he supports us, and we support him, and it's a beautiful combination. It's a match made in heaven, literally. And I've had the pillow for 2 years, so I can vouch for it working. Questions, markatarmedamericanradio.org. Also, warfightertobacco.com. Take 10% off using the same promo code for all the stuff over there. Great veteran-owned company. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, the three takeaways from that before we move on. Number one was what I consider to be probably the most important is the way they frame it. They go through this list, and if you could see the video, he's just pained talking about it. And a lot of people listen to that and go, man, something's wrong here. It's impossible to defend against this when you hear the guy make an argument like that. But it's really not, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, when I had a chance to respond to him, talked about that there's like, you know, 5-8 million of these AR-15 frames, you know, in civilian hands. And every single day, somebody uses one to protect themselves, their family, and their property from criminal attack. In fact, if the Reverend is so concerned about saving human life, a lot of people have saved their human lives and family members because they've had an AR-15. But he doesn't want to talk about that. And like I summed up in my last segment on the show, was that, you know, to get a good public policy answer to a problem, you always have to look at both sides of the equations. And the gun prohibition lobby only wants you to look at one side of that equation when a firearm is misused. They never want to talk about when a firearm is used to save somebody's life. You know, and we know over 800,000 times a year at a minimum, somebody uses a gun in this country to protect themselves and their family. And again, what's interesting, you know, the Reverend talked about how these guns are only made to kill. Well, the truth of the matter is that's not the case with any gun, because 99.9% of the times when somebody uses a firearm for self-protection, they never fire the gun. The mere presence of it means the rapist leaves as quickly as he attacks, or the burglar leaves as quickly as he entered. And there is no blood, but there is no crime either, and there's no life lost because somebody had a gun to defend themselves.
I'm a prime example of that. I used a firearm to defend myself in 2002, never had to pull the trigger. This is an argument I will have with anyone who wants to have it with me any day of the week. It makes no difference. I've talked about it for years, and it was the birth of this program nearly a decade ago. All right, the second issue is if the good reverend, and I believe the reverend is well-intentioned. I think he's well-intentioned. I'll give him that benefit of the doubt. But if he's so well-intentioned, I have to ask this question. Why is it okay to have a semi-automatic handgun in this individual's mind when a semi-automatic handgun, for example, in his mind was used, well, not his mind, but they'll blame the gun. I'll blame the person. The semi-automatic handgun was used by Shuangwei Cho to murder 32 people at Virginia Tech. How come I don't hear the good reverend talking about that? And how come I don't hear the good reverend talking about tens of thousands of people who have been murdered in Chicago over all of these years? Thousands shot, hundreds killed every single year in Chicago and around the country, and we hear nothing from them. Why? Where's the disconnect?
Well, the truth is, if he could ban handguns, he'd do that too. But as you know, they don't have the votes right now to do that. So it's a divide-and-conquer strategy. Pick on one type of firearm and ban that, saying you just don't need that kind. You know, you still can have your handgun. But then tomorrow, they'll go after the handgun. We're not stupid. We know where they're coming from. I mean, it's all about gun prohibition.
So we know what he wants. He knows that this is just the hide it here now. He's trying to rope-a-dope us a little bit, isn't he? But you see, it doesn't work, does it? Never does.
Well, you know, let's hope it doesn't work. But, you know, you tell these things over and over and over again in the media, and you do it very emotionally rather than on facts and statistics and, you know, how that there's a good side to guns and most guns are used, you know, to save lives, not to take lives. And lo and behold, people start to believe this stuff. And that's what we're up against right now with a monolithic, liberal legacy media that only wants to push a gun control agenda. And Hollywood pushing that agenda, the Democratic Party pushing that agenda. You know, we're up against an awful lot right now, Mark.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. It is. And I was so thankful that you got your last point out on Huckabee Show. Let's go ahead and play it. And then when we come back, I've got a number of topics for you that we're going to get right smack into. Number one, Donald Trump and this seeming embrace of gun control in the White House over the last week. I want to go there with you. Could it be that Donald Trump might be the president gun owners have feared? Not so sure. Then Dick's and Walmart's, we'll talk about private businesses banning guns from those under 21. But here's the key point, and listen, I want you to understand this. Make sure you drill this into your head, because anytime you have a conversation with someone that sounds like the Reverend does here, make sure you do what Alan did here. Take a listen. Remind people of this. Ooh, let me get the mute off there. There we go. Let's get that audio playing for you. Here we go.
Tell me why you believe the Second Amendment should have the same level of protection as does the First Amendment in our culture.
Well, I think the whole Bill of Rights is very important. And quite frankly, you can't take one and pick and choose which one you want to support and not support. Bottom line is like it or not, we have a constitution and we have to abide by it. But Governor, just real quickly, you know, it's one thing to look at one side of the equation about guns being misused, but you got to look at the other side of the equation as well. Over 800,000 times a year, somebody uses a firearm in this country to protect themselves and their family from a criminal attack. To get a good public policy decision, you've got to look at both sides of the equation.
I'm going to stop it right there, because that's all we needed to hear, and we don't get both sides of the equation, Alan. I've got 30 seconds. Go ahead and take us to the break, and then we'll come back with some more work for you.
Well, that's true, Mark. We don't get it because it doesn't fit the agenda the other side is trying to push. You know, I never get a call when somebody uses a gun to defend themselves and to protect themselves and stop a criminal. I only get a call when somebody uses a gun wrongfully. The media only wants to present one side of this equation.
Yeah, well said. I never thought about it in those terms, by the way, believe it or not. We don't get that call. Nobody wants to come on and ask me, for example, BBC wants to talk to me and put me on the defensive about Parkland, which they tried to do, and a couple other outlets did, but they never asked me about the individual who used his own AR-15 to stop that shooter down in Texas. Interesting, we never get that call. When we come back, more with Alan Gottlieb. We're going to talk Trump. I know a lot of you are worried. We'll be back after this. Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, and you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. Perfect timing for that Second Amendment Foundation spot. I'm a life member, $150. If you can spare it, brother. Brother, can you spare that dime? We need all the help we can get. And I know I've been telling you for a long time, well, just because Trump's in office, everybody's laying down. Well, you're seeing now the most intense push against our freedoms that I think I've ever seen. This is the worst I've ever seen it. And guess who's in office? The guy who ran the most pro-gun campaign I've ever seen. So, yeah, we can talk about this every week for an hour, like my mother used to say when I first started the show nearly a decade ago. Let's go right back to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, to join us, too, by the way. And I say us because I'm a Proud Life member and also a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, welcome back. Let's talk Trump, shall we? Let's talk Trump. A lot of gun owners are worried about what they heard this week in that meeting in the White House. And frankly, I was, too. Would you enlighten us and tell us, give us your perspective on what's going on and what he seemingly embraced?
Well, let me say this. Trump has this habit of speaking and tweeting in a very simplistic manner and fashion. And sometimes the words get ahead of his thoughts, and I'm hoping that he misspoke a little bit. According to the NRA, that's exactly what happened. So let's assume that's going to be correct. If it's not correct, of course, we're going to have to oppose any gun control measures that, you know, Trump might come out with. And at the same time, of course, all the people that voted for him, that he pledged to support and protect their rights, are going to walk away from him in the next election if he does. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think, quite frankly, he's not going to walk away from his Second Amendment support. And we're not going to have to worry about opposing that. But he sure gave a little comfort to the enemy, so to speak, with some of the things that he said.
Yeah, let's go into the weeds here, because I've gotten a ton of email. And, I, of course, you go out and you read social media. I don't take a whole lot of stock in that. You know, I look at websites like Fox News or CNN or whatever, and they put a tweet up there, and they give it this national attention on a news column. And you look down, and the guy's got two followers and no retweets and one like. And they're making this comment appear like it's somehow indicative of the national mood. And I don't like that about the media. In fact, I hate that about the media. So, among many other things. But look, a lot of folks on our side of this issue said, we told you, this guy was a liberal from day one. He just proved it. Take a look at it. My take is, just like you said, and my gut feeling is, I'm telling you this, listeners around the country, I don't fear him yet. I don't feel any fear of him coming after my firearms at all. It's a gut instinct. I think what you saw in that meeting, Alan, correct me if you think I'm wrong, was just Trump being Trump. Throw it all out there. I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. I gave you a voice, and guess what? I put it on camera. Am I right?
Well, I hope you're right. I think you're right. But we're going to have to see, because he does get, let's be honest about it, erratic from time to time. But in this case, I think pretty much we don't have to worry about it, particularly in light of the fact that a lot of what the other side is trying to propose, that it made him sound like he may support, Congress is never going to put through, we hope, anyway. So the bottom line is I still feel good about that. My big concern right now legislatively isn't Congress or the presidency on the federal level. It's what's happening in the states. Mm-hmm. So that there's now hundreds and hundreds of bills that have been introduced in the last couple of weeks in state legislatures across our country. And things are a lot harder for us to lobby at that level, because there's so many things going on at the same time. It's hard for all the gun groups to cover it all when you need to. And that's my biggest concern.
And this is a big problem when the Supreme Court has yet to take one of these cases that we've tossed up for cert over the last several years. They have refused to wade into this. For example, letting Maryland's assault weapons ban, quote unquote, stand, failing to get in on the Peruta case. And then we go and we win, thank God, we win the D.C., the Wren v. D.C. case. And we've won others as well. But their failure to get into this is emboldening some state legislatures and some blue state governors, is it not?
It is, as well as lower courts, because they think they can run wild. You know, we do have one more bite of the apple at the Supreme Court this year. One of the Second Amendment Foundation cases, Tierra, out of the Ninth Circuit, California case, is still pending before them, and they may hear that one. So my hope is that we're still going to get a Supreme Court taking a Second Amendment case this year, and indeed making a ruling that further extends our firearms rights. But the bottom line is that they've been ducking them, and the more we have these shootings and all the political outcry and the media going crazy, the more the court doesn't want to take a case that's so politicized. And the other side knows that, and that's why they're politicizing these cases.
All right, well, you've just thrown a whole new set of gears into the motor here with that, because I hadn't heard anybody else frame it that way, that the other side knows that, and that's why the Supreme Court. So what I just heard you say is that the Democrats are, with this push, are actually, they know darn good and well that they're influencing the Supreme Court's ability or desire to want to take one of our cases.
Yeah, when things get really hot and it's in the public debate and Congress is looking at passing laws, the court tends to back away and let the legislative branch, you know, take the lead. And that's my concern right now as well, because there's an awful lot of local governments and state governments that are running roughshod over Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and they're not they're standing. No, let's go back into Trump for just a second, because we know, and you've mentioned it here on the broadcast, very important people understand that Trump is putting more judges in place than any president prior to him since how long? I mean, but this is a battleship turning, is what we're talking about here. This isn't something that's going to change overnight, but at least we're getting a foothold back in these courts from a conservative standpoint, pro-gun standpoint, correct?
Yes, Trump has been tremendous in his appointments on gun judges that support gun rights and the Second Amendment. And we owe him a great debt of gratitude. And I don't think he'd be appointing all those judges that are very strict constructionists on the Second Amendment if, in fact, he was going to be pushing gun control. So that's still why I feel confident. His record so far it's been excellent. So I'm going to pass on the rhetoric right now. And I think he got a little off track. And some of the things he was saying didn't come out of his mouth quite right. Of course, the main one was that, you know, confiscate guns from crazy people now and do due process later. But, you know, the truth of the matter is and I want to address this real quickly, is that it works that way right now anyway, because when the police get someplace and somebody is a threat to themselves or others, the gun is immediately taken away and due process kicks in where the person has a right to go to court to get the gun back and prove that, you know, in fact, they're not a threat to society. That's the way it works now. The problem we had in Florida for the Parkland shooter was the fact that he, quote unquote, didn't get his gun taken away, even though the police were at his house 39 times and the FBI had two wild tips that he was going to shoot up a school. Nobody did anything. They could have gone in and that gun could have been taken away and he could have been sent for some evaluation temporarily. And there's never a permanent ban or confiscation of the gun. It's temporary just to see, let the dust settle and see what the problem might be, if there is one. And that's the way it works right now. I don't think Trump quite understood all of that. And so when he said that, I don't think he thought about that the current law really is what he sort of said, but not quite the way he said it.
Let's go back to, boy, a whole lot to chew on that. Let me go back to the big grin on Dianne Feinstein's face. There's something that I didn't feel threatened. I don't know. I can only tell you, listener, I can only tell you as the host of Armed American Radio, and a staunch supporter every day on America's airways of your right to bear arms, I was not afraid by what I said. I didn't like what I was hearing. Let me make that very, very clear. You know that about me. I didn't like what I was hearing, but I wasn't afraid of it. And later that day, Alan, AWR Hawkins came out with a piece questioning whether or not Donald Trump was playing a rope-a-dope. Was he playing a rope-a-dope? And if anybody remembers Muhammad Ali, he'd let his opponent back him up into the corner, get him into the ropes, and seemingly beat the crap out of them for about 10 minutes, wear themselves out, Ali'd come out with a flurry of punches and drop them like a stone. And that became, of course, known as the rope-a-dope, and he was tricking you. Was Trump doing that?
Again, I don't know if he was or not, but he's done it in the past, so mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if he was doing it. The problem is I like them to hear out of his mouth, not, you know, games being played, so to speak, on how what a strategy might be. I want to hear facts. I want to hear the fact that, no, we're not going to put up with any more of these attacks on our Second Amendment rights. That's not the problem. The problem is a lot of mental health issues and law enforcement collapsing, not protecting people, and we should be looking at things of that nature. I'd be more straightforward with the American people than that. And so when he does that, I mean, it just give me some chills, but I still feel confident that he's going to be okay.
And you know what? I feel that, too. And I want you, listener, to feel the same sense that you hear coming from Alan. I really do. Back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, right after this. Don't go away. We're going to talk about dicks and Walmarts. Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com.
armedresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, and you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to this final segment of Hour 1 of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, heard in hundreds of cities, coast to coast, all the way from those toasty beaches of Florida, all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and every place in between. Great to be here with you. As usual, 3 quick things. I want to send you to the websites, armedandresponsible.com. You could be one of 10 lucky winners. You get 10 free chances there. It's free. Just go do it. Armedandresponsible.com. Put your name in there. You might win. You might be emailing me at mark@armedamericanradio.org a picture of the $1,500 you got to buy that new Kimber 1911. Armedandresponsible.com. It ends on the 23rd, so make sure to go over there. Make sure to go over there. Also, the MyPillow folks, great stuff, man. When you've got somebody in today's environment that is supporting this show and giving us an opportunity to support them back, it makes a huge world of difference for everybody. MyPillow.com. Make sure to go over. Mike was a guest on the show a couple weeks ago. You heard him. He loved the program. He had a great time, and he wanted to put the promo code on there and support us. Every time you use that promo code, he is supporting us. And it's just such huge thank you to him. He's such a great American success story, and he supports your right to keep and bear arms. Take advantage. You get 50% off that four-pack of pillows over there. I've used them for 2 years. They're wonderful, so go check it out. I just think it's cool. I did a MyPillow commercial. I thought that was really neat. I feel like I've arrived. All right, and warfightertobacco.com, 100% veteran-owned. If you like a good cigar, you know somebody who does, you want to celebrate something, buy some gifts. You got coffee over there. You got apparel over there. You got glasses over there, glassware, stemware. You got cigars, you got lighters, cutters, humidors, accessories, and 10% off using the same promo code AAR that you use for MyPillow. Welcome back to the program. Let's go back over to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, let's wrap up the whole Donald Trump thing. I think I want to put people at ease with this. While we're both watching this very carefully, here's my one criticism of Donald Trump. Show some leadership. Stand up, just like what Steve Scalise did in that meeting, and said, you know what? I hear everybody over here wanting to take everything away. Meanwhile, you got 20 million Americans out here, the most law-abiding of all people, that should have a right to carry those guns across state line. You want to put something in here, then you give me something in return. And I'm not hearing any of that from weak-kneed Republicans. I feel like my constitutional right to carry a gun wherever I happen to be is now, again, on the back burner when the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, I don't feel is going to move, and Trump said it wasn't going to move. Again, I'm hoping rope-a-dope. What do you think?
Well, I think Trump is probably being honest there. One of the problems we have is the other side has us on the defensive. So our offense to try and extend and expand Second Amendment rights is stalled. And that's a win for the other side. And they know that. And that's one of the things that they walk away with. Even if they don't get to ban your guns, they've stopped us from getting, you know, freedom restored from us. It's already been taken away or not recognized. And I think all Trump was doing there was talking about what the reality of the situation is right now. But that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. I'm hoping gun owners rise up and, quite frankly, get a lot more engaged and a lot more active. Unfortunately, some of the polling data I'm looking at right now shows the other side is more engaged, more active. And just this week alone, they raised $23 million on the Internet to fight against our gun rights. That's kind of money, and that doesn't count, quite frankly, in the home state of Washington, where a billionaire gun grabber is matching the donations from Washington State 5-1. It doesn't count that. And I understand Bloomberg's matching all this stuff to every town 3-1, and it doesn't count that. So you're looking up upwards of $100 million this week alone raised to attack our rights. That's real dollars. I mean, a lot of us have a hard time getting enough people together to raise that kind of money, and the other side has billionaires that just throws it at them.
Yeah, our position of strength comes from our grassroots efforts and our ability to speak. And let's not forget the fact that we have a Constitution on our side. Well, but there's a lot of people working against it, though. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah. No. Well, you're right. Our strength comes from our grassroots. And, of course, what they're trying to demonize our grassroots, make them feel ostracized and not welcome to the party so that our people drop out of the fight and feel, hey, you know, our stores aren't going to sell me products. I'm being picked on. I'm not getting invited to the right cocktail party. Nobody wants to talk to me anymore. And, you know, and that's how the other side wins, by demoralizing our side. And we cannot let them do that.
No, we've seen what apathy and complacency do during, we saw it before Obama got elected, and we had to put up with 8 years of that garbage. All right, let's move to Dick's Sporting Goods and the Walmart stores. First of all, I have to tell you that I'm a big fan of the free market. And if Dick's doesn't want to carry, now there's a lot of hypocrisy with Dick's, but let's just start here. If Dick's doesn't want to carry for the second time, an AR-15 and now their Field and Stream stores, because they knocked them out of their Dick's stores after Newtown, but they still sold them in Field and Stream. But they're okay selling the handgun that Shuang Wei Cho used. I sense a lot of hypocrisy here. I think Ed Stack, CEO of Dick's, ought to just get himself out of the gun business altogether because he doesn't really look good. But the free market will support other gun owners or other gun shops that do sell what we want and what we have a right to buy, and the heck with Dick's. Walmart, same thing. What do you think?
Well, I agree. They have every right not to sell what they don't want to sell, but we have every right not to shop there as consumers and customers. We don't have to do our business there either. We can go other places that treat us more favorably. But again, this is part of the demonization. A lot of these companies are being demonized so much. The other side, you know, MoveOn.org and every town, they're all working together to try and make sure that these stores, you know, don't sell firearms and ostracize and demonize them and give them, you know, all kinds of, you know, trouble. And so a lot of them capitulate. And that's, again, what the other side is trying to do. You know, they can win. They don't need to pass legislation. They get stores to stop selling. They get manufacturers to stop making. They get banks to stop lending and letting businesses sell firearms and ammunition use credit cards. They get insurance companies to not insure people anymore or insure businesses if you sell guns. And lo and behold, the gun industry could collapse. And they could do this simply by being bullies.
And that's what they do. And they're very, very good at it. That's why they don't tell us what their true agenda is. They don't have to. They can do this. Now, Ed Stack, CEO of Dix, he knows there's going to be financial backlash, and I don't think he thought it was going to be as great as it is, but this time it's going to be very serious. I know gun owners who still went to Dix because they could still buy handguns. It's not the rifle thing, doesn't matter. But the age thing here is what we're talking about, 18 to 21. That's a big problem because you've now taken the constitutional right away from someone, a fundamental right, who's old enough to move out of the house, go get a job, start a life, get married, vote, and can't protect himself because he can no longer buy the rifle or shotgun that it was the only gun he was allowed to buy because he isn't old enough to buy a handgun. Thomas Massey has introduced legislation to lower the purchase or to lower the age for a handgun to 18. I champion that. I think that's a leadership move. What do you think?
I definitely think it's a leadership move, and that's how we should be pushing back right now, not having more and more people disenfranchised from their Second Amendment rights, but in re-enfranchising more and more people all the time. I really praise the congressman for that. He's been a stalwart supporter of Second Amendment rights in the past, and boy, is he needed now more than ever.
Yeah, he's been on this show in the past. I'm looking forward to bringing him back. This is where I would like to see at real Donald Trump step up and say what you just said when asked about it by Steve Scalise in a meeting that's being watched by gun grabbers, when he's flanked by gun grabbers. To me, that would be real leadership. And while there might be a rope-a-dope going on, I want to see some leadership come from him on this and basically stifle it, put a sock in it. I believe in the right to bear arms. And again, I don't have that fear of Donald Trump. Let me move on now. Let's go to Delta Airlines, Bank of America. You just touched on that. Bank of America now is apparently looking at reconsidering their relationship with gun manufacturers. Here's what I can tell Bank of America. My money's a drop in the bucket to them, Alan, but I will leave them like that. If they make that move, I'll go right over to USAA. I'm poised. All I've got to do is make one click of a mouse. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I totally agree. Gun owners need to put their dollars where their mouths are and protect our rights. And those people that aren't going to support our rights and they're going to work with the opponents to demonize us, do our business elsewhere.
The best way to do it is walk with your money. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. SAF.org. Join us. I'm a life member. The plaque's right here on the studio wall in these Crossbreed Holster Studios, $150. When we come back, the Alan Corwin Experience. If you've ever heard Alan Corwin, you know why I've named his segments the Alan Corwin Experience for the next solid hour. Until we meet again, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your 5 minutes. I'll see you in just a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.